We are back on In Focus News Radio KMAN, Pottawatomie County, the focus of our show here today. And our thanks to Lisa Kenworthy and Crystal Malchos joining us in the first segment, kind of getting an update on where we stand as far as numbers. For the next couple segments, we'll be chatting with Pottawatomie County Commissioner Dee McKee, who joins me on my side of the glass. Good morning, Dee.
Good morning.
And on the other side, we have Jack Alston, who is the Executive Director of the Pottawatomie County Economic Development Corporation. Jack, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you both in here. A little unusual, I know. Different setup here. We'd like to have you in person, but of course, we're doing all of our interviews by phone right now. And that's the practice that we've had for a while now. And as far as updates, as far as the economy is concerned, I know Jack gave a pretty long report yesterday on how that's going. Jack, do you want to give us kind of an update on some of the things you talked about?
Sure. We have been busy restructuring loans in the office. Just a little background, Pottawatomie County Economic Development Corp has 39 loans through Network Kansas with 32 firms. And we've been restructuring a number of those loans so that they'll pay interest only with Network Kansas. And so we've restructured 16 loans for 12 companies. And to do that, we had to build all new amortization schedules and get acquire signatures from each one of those firms. And some of them don't even have electronic signatures. So it's been a little bit of a burden. Jessica Venneberg from our office has been out and about and getting those signatures and submitting the new amortization schedules. So that will help some of those companies, and then some of them elected not even to take the interest only and to continue to pay on their loans. Eight firms have successfully received $15,000 higher loans at the state program, Hospitality Industry Relief Emergency Program. Was announced a couple weeks ago by the governor. Network Kansas is allowing us to administer those loans like we do the eCommunity and Network Kansas loans. So we are in touch with those eight businesses as well, and it's pretty spread out. One company from St. Mary's, four from Lamego, two from St. George, and one from Manhattan. We've been busy doing this restructuring, and we're also looking to see if we can sell through Network Kansas more tax credits. And if we can sell those tax credits, we can raise more money to loan out to more firms. So we've been busy. There's no question there. We've also been doing a lot of technical assistance with companies that have been applying for the Small Business Economic Injury Disaster Loans. They call it EIDL, and the Paycheck Protection Program, or PPP. The banks more or less handle both of those programs, and the outside information is that we've been pretty successful in Pottawatomie County with our small community banks that are, you know, traditionally much more aggressive and less bureaucratic than some of the larger banks. Kansas, because of that prevalence of community banks, actually is seventh in the nation per capita with the PPP loans, on the volume of the PPP loans, which is very good. So we've been more or less a purveyor of information for our investors and the four chambers that we have in Pottawatomie County, trying to get them information so they can get that out to their members. we've been doing a lot of that, and we're going to meet with all the chambers in Pottawatomie County on Thursday to see what other things we can be doing. So, and I mean, that's in a nutshell what's going on internally with our organization.
Have you had any companies explain that they're going to have a tough time coming back from this, or what's the general message that they're telling you?
Okay, so that leads me to another point, and that is that in conjunction with the Manhattan Area Chamber, we have a partnership called the Greater Manhattan Economic Partnership, and their staff has been conducting an existing business survey amidst COVID-19, and the results have come back, and there doesn't appear to be any firms that are on the brink. There's one or two firms that, because of the economy, may be having a difficult time and have cut back and are on furloughs. But the majority of them have stayed open, or all of them have stayed open, one way or another. Where we see the problem is those firms with a lot of debt. They may have debt on their mortgage, they may have debt on their equipment, and it's just going to take them a while to get out of the problems they are, and those are the ones that have to be closed too. So, but we've been really lucky, I think, so far in Pottawatomie County, with most of the firms. This doesn't appear to be any closures that we can see right now.
Well, that's certainly good news. And you know, Dee, from your perspective, I'll bring you on here. But these companies not being in business right now, that's causing a lot of hit to the budget for you guys as well, because there's no tax revenue coming in.
Well, Jack has been looking into that for us. He's a very valuable contributor to the operation by looking at sales tax and the possibility of what we will lose and how that will affect the county budget. So, yes, we are concerned. We're also concerned about second payment property taxes, because those fund essential services, especially fire, police, ambulance, some of our rural hospitals, all the schools, everybody that depends on property taxes, a large part of their base. We want to make sure we're trying to see where that lands. We've talked to the governor about that as well, and she's aware, but we don't know how those businesses will react when it comes to choice of what they pay.
And the deadline for the property taxes is coming up pretty quickly, May 10th. Is there any worry that that may need to be extended or anything like that?
Well, it can't be extended. The counties provide fundamental services. Most of ours are either service safety and things that have to go on for you to be safe as a citizen, like I mentioned the list. And it is impossible to delay that. Uniform and equal, some people have said, you know, just do this or do that. Counties don't have control over that, but we must send in to the state 30 mills for the school systems, and mental health and everything else is a function of those revenues. It's basic here. The hardest thing among county commissioners is a state-imposed tax lid just on the counties, that if we've had floods and we've had this disaster, that we are not nimble. We can't necessarily envision what else we need to do quickly. Right now is one answer. Yesterday in our meeting, we had Peter Clark, the engineer, upon our request, is giving us a list of local people with heavy equipment, and we are creating a contract for them to respond to issues. And so we can get, it isn't going to be necessarily on staff, employees of the county that can do some of the work. We'll get the money back out into people who can provide that service by saying, I will go into this part of the county and do these culvert fixes, or I'll go fix some other bridge or whatever else, or lend you equipment so that we don't have to have it. And we'll gather that information, give that a try, just to try and not have it all just owned by the county or run by the county, those things that have some flexibility. Mm-hmm. Trying to be creative, but it's character building.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, is there any, I would anticipate there's going to be some delinquencies here as far as the property taxes are concerned. Is there anything, any help, Jack, that businesses can get here if they need, if they're having trouble paying?
Well, that's what the higher program was in the PPP and the EIDL program. We actually had companies expanding in St. Mary's and St. George, and they had to put their projects on hold right now. We're looking to try to raise some tax credits. It's not a good time to be selling tax credits, but there's a possibility we could do that so we can get more assistance through Network Kansas. The idea there is investors purchase these tax credits. They get a 60% credit on their Kansas tax and some on their federal. And we've been able to raise close to $450,000 in 2010 and 2012. That's enabled us to make all these 37 loans. We hope to be able to do that. There's also technical assistance we can give them. One of the things I wanted to point out is through the Flint Hills Regional Council, there's models that we can purchase that we will be able to calculate the amount of sales tax revenue that would have been lost in the hospitality industry. And in all truthfulness, Pott County's a little bit of an advantage in that some of the retail that is on the Pott County side of Manhattan hasn't been doing all that bad. That would include like Dillon's and Walmart and Menards. So we're kind of fortunate there. I really can't tell the impact on downtown Wamego or St. Mary's just yet.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and those businesses are haven't had to close, and fortunately for them, they have had limited hours. I was curious how that might have impacted. I never thought in my wildest imagination Walmart would ever close at 8 p.m. in my lifetime, but that's been the case here the last few weeks.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, let's take a quick break, and we'll talk more about kind of what the future may look like here in Pottawatomie County after this all settles down. You're listening to In Focus, News Radio KMAN.